Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it is a thing that when families go on holiday, that can include different generations: grandparents, parents, kids, aunts, uncles, cousins. And apart from the expense and the organisation, is it always a good idea? For some, a good time might consist of nodding off at 10 p.m. For others, that might be when the night is only starting. And do most families really like that like each other that much anyway? News Talk's I'm Not Going If She's Going correspondent Henry McKean has been out investigating. Afternoon, Henry.
Afternoon, Sean. And you're right, not everyone wants to go on one of these multi-generational holidays, but they're really, really popular right now. People really want to go on them. Not everyone. I know myself, I got to go on a camping trip to North Wales, and it was with my in-laws. It was with my wife's family, basically.
Okay.
So there was lots of nieces and nephews there, and brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws, and there was about 15 of us.
Is that a kind of a British thing? Actually, they do that more.
They do like camping, yes, they do.
Yeah, but going in big groups. In big groups, too.
And we were on the beach, and, you know, the weather was mixed. It wasn't great. Toilets were a kilometre away.
What?
So you had to, like, you know, do a bush wee, and that was hard. And we got on. We actually did get on, but it was a real organisation thing. So my sister-in-law, she's a scout, so she did all the organising.
Okay, yeah.
And she called it Camp Chaos, and I called it Camp Order. And I used to hide in the bar a kilometre away near the toilets and just, you know, have a pint. But it was good fun.
But toilets are a kilometre away.
Really far. The walk was, and you'd wake up in the middle of the night needing to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Because you knew it was a kilometre away, so that just to wreck your head.
And when you got there, like, was there more than one toilet? It wasn't like there was a queue when you after
no,
you trekked
okay.
through the
it
bush
was,
for a
you, you would have to queue for a shower. But everyone wanted to shower at the same time, but not together, not like that. It wasn't one of those campsites. For everyone, it's different. But these multi-generational holidays have really, really taken off. I met this couple from Waterford.
Tell us about your intergenerational holiday. You bring the grandkids and
the kids. Yeah, we went last year, actually. We were 50 years married.
Congratulations.
And the whole family went, thank you. We went on a cruise around the Greek islands. It was really lovely.
A cruise around the Greek islands.
Family and grandkids.
And whereabouts did you visit? What islands did you go to?
Santorini.
Beautiful.
Montenegro. And down to as far as Athens.
Wow.
And we went to the Acropolis and that, you know.
You got to go to the Acropolis
as well.
It was
the grandkids' first cruise, so they were very excited.
So that must have been amazing. You're from Dungarvan in Waterford.
That's right,
real celebration of being married 50 years.
That's right, yeah.
And I know this is a personal question. Who picked up the bill?
We did, actually.
We paid for them all.
We said it was our treat, because they treat us every year to holidays. So we said on this occasion we treat them.
They treat you as well.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Do you like going on holiday with the grandkids?
Oh, we love it. Yeah,
and
we go nearly every year. Yeah. We'd have a week somewhere with them, you know.
And you don't drive each other crazy?
No, not at all.
Sometimes.
Yes. Sometimes arguments. Yes. And what you argue over, is it the small things, is it?
The tiny things, yeah.
Like
yeah,
which meal we're going to go to or which restaurant
probably.
We're going to have.
I find we don't argue that much, really, though. We kind of go with them.
And you
we
love it.
Them, and they do all the organisation, which is great. At our age now, we don't want to be booking flights and booking hotels, so we get there and do it for us. We just go along.
Everyone go back to how they were when they were kids. I mean, are you guys in charge?
Not really. No,
we're not. No, we're definitely not in charge.
We go with the flow, don't we? We follow them. Yeah. We follow them and go with the flow.
You're up in Dublin for a kind of getaway.
We're going to Mario Rosenstock tomorrow night.
Oh, you're going to see Mario Rosenstock. How fantastic.
Yeah. So where our son and daughter are coming in tomorrow to meet us. We'll stay there tonight. They'll come in tomorrow to meet us and we'll all go to the show.
And who's going to pay for it all?
They paid for it.
Very generous.
It's not costing us a penny.
That was their Christmas present to us. So.
And we're great fans of Mario. Give him a shout out.
Right, there you go. And Mario doesn't need the shout out. He's coining it. My in-laws thought it would be nice for a big holiday with the family. Sons-in-law, kids, etc. in 2022. 19 of us. So thought that was ticked off the list. The following year, from my father-in-law's 80th, the same again. 1 year's respite, and this year from my mother-in-law's 80th, away in August. Separate apartments and disappeared to the beach for the day. Plenty of bottles of beer. We're all still talking, though. Says Owen, well, that doesn't sound so bad. As long as you're careful about the separate apartments thing. Yeah. That's the thing. And there's a bit of, you know, you can retreat back to your own place rather than the 70 stuffed in the same room. Mm.
And they are pushing it. I mean, bring the babysitters. I've got a brochure here from Cassidy Travel, multi-generational, and there's a really perfect family.
And so they're just basically saying the grandparents are there to babysit.
Well, that is an issue. Many people, you know, do bring ready-made babysitters. But it could go both ways.
Rather than an actual babysitter.
It could be the grandparents out hitting Ibiza and the parents staying home.
Yeah.
You just don't know. But a multi-generational checklist, granddad, auntie, uncle, cousins, as you said, that can easily turn into 19. But there's another thing called Mumcations, Mothering Sunday. Quick reminder is this Sunday. So these are health spa retreats. They're very, very popular. And also stuff like bringing the mum, terribly sexist, but here goes. If you do bring your mum on holiday with you, they have a practical edge to them. I mean, they remember things and they're organised. Like, I've gone on holiday with my mum and my parents, and I remember being an adult sitting in the back of an old Peugeot 206 and saying to my mum, who was in the front, "Mum, I'm an adult now. I'm not going to do as you say." And I just thought to myself, I've just turned into a teenager again.
Oh,
so there is
God.
That. People do go back, when they go on these family holidays, they go back to how it was when they were kids.
Yeah.
And everyone falls into that same thing.
And what was your mother trying to get you to do that you had this little strop?
I think she was trying to get me out of a pub and into the car. I think I had a few drinks on me.
Okay.
I'm not
right,
nothing
fair
to be proud
enough.
Of.
Okay. Right. I think rotten I was, drunk in that. A bit of a theme there on your holidays.
But the popular destinations for mumcations are, believe it or not, Las Vegas.
No.
I went to Las Vegas once. So disappointed.
Oh,
it was
like
organized
it's a
fun.
Kip. Yeah.
I was so disappointed. Like, there wasn't much crack to be had at all. I mean, Celine Dion was in the basement, and I should have gone down to see her. Sorry, she was playing a gig in the basement.
Okay, I thought maybe she was being held there against her will.
Well, she was, with buckets of money by the casino. But,
these kind of holidays, like, what are the, like, how many of the, what's, as a proportion, how many of holidays are these kind of mumcations?
Well,
or
a quarter, family. They're saying a quarter
Whoa.
Of holidays booked right now are mumcations. God, that's so hard to say. But I did get to speak to Rebecca Conway from Cassidy Travel. She says, well, I could see it with my own eyes. Bookings are out the door. And I start by asking, how long has she been a travel agent?
7.5 years.
Wow.
So a long time. Seen it all.
So mumcations with Mother's Day coming up. A quarter of people are planning a mumcation. What's a mumcation? How popular are they?
So popular. Like a mumcation would be, say, mum and dad going away, bringing the kids, and then, of course, the nana. So it's great. Anyway, there's so many destinations we could offer. Main one we're finding trends in would be the likes of Lake Garda, because you could go to the likes of Gardaland. The nana could go out in the daytime, go on like a little boat around the lakes. And then you can go into the likes of Verona, Sierra Leone. So it offers something for all ages and everybody in the family. No matter, even if they're a teenager or a child, there's something there for them.
And just behind us, we can actually hear travel agents on the phone. Bookings are taking place. And also, there's a multi-generational family behind us
100%.
Booking something. Who's paying for it all?
We don't really know who's paying, but sometimes it can be, say, if the nana is retiring and she wants to treat the family, or vice versa, mums want to treat their mums to a nice trip.
So it is a thing. I mean, people are going on holiday together, three generations. Do they not argue, or do they just love it?
They just love it, really. I think once the mums and the nanas have their own space, I suppose everybody will get along. But even I was saying earlier on, the main one would be cruising as well.
Cruise?
Yeah, huge for mumcation. So the cruise ship would cater again to all families. Nana could have her few hours break in the spa. The kids could get off with mum and dad in each city or destination. Big one for all generations.
Right, an intergenerational road trip. Hmm.
Yeah, what do you think of an intergenerational road trip?
I can think of nothing but disaster there.
You wouldn't like
people
that.
Are. No, people, whatever, like, everyone's bladder has to be saying, and if you've got in with the greatest respect, people from different ages have different bladder strengths, let's put it that way. You know, the granddad might need to get out and pee on a regular basis, whereas, you know, the young ones It would be fine.
It would be tough, I think, going on one of these intergenerational road trips. Like, what would you do? Would you get like a big minibus? Would you have a driver that would do it for you? Would you take a camper van? What would you do? And I know, like, as we came out of COVID, I got a camper van and had the family in it. And that was just the family. And I remember sleeping upstairs and I'd turn in the night in the Volkswagen camper and the whole thing would shake and the whole family would wake up. So they could be tough.
Yeah.
But I did meet a couple from the States who went on one of these intergenerational road trips, three generations.
Yes, we did last summer.
We just went on a, two-week road trip with... the in-laws.
And what was it like going on a road trip? Was it across the States with the in-laws?
Through California. Yep.
Was it beautiful? Was it challenging? Did you get on?
Both
of those, yeah. we get along pretty well, but there's definitely some challenging moments.
And who did the driving?
Me.
And was there a backseat driver? Was there someone giving you advice on which way to go? Was
lots
a human of
people
somehow
giving advice.
Oh, come on. There was not. I was the one who was having to navigate between the driver, the grandparents, the teenagers.
Okay, sure, your kids weren't paying
grandma got a little uneasy on the mountain roads. That's all I'll say.
So there was three generations.
Yep.
So were you in like a big sort of SUV or something?
Yeah, a van. Yeah. We rented a van. We flew out to San Francisco and then rented a van and toured through Southern California.
And can you understand why these multi-generational holidays are now popular? And who's paying for them? Is it the grandparents? Is everyone paying their fair share?
Everyone but the kids.
Everyone but the kids. And are you a kid or are you an adult?
No, yeah, we're definitely adults now.
Yeah, the kids, they're bloodsuckers.
You go on holiday. Who's paying for the trip normally?
Usually my parents, unless I'm going with my sisters, my older sisters. We pay individually.
So where would your parents bring you?
It's usually somewhere like London or Spain.
So if you had to pay for it yourself, would you still go?
Probably, yes. I like...
You would? You like their company?
No, I do, yeah.
And honestly, would you still go if you had to pay for the trip yourself?
Yeah, like me and my mum always used to go to Albufeira and I just went there with my friends during the summer. So, yeah, I'll still go.
There you go. One texter says... when we were kids, when our kids were young and grandparents were able to travel, they always joined us for some of our holidays. Our granddad is dead now and they have lovely memories and videos of playing with them in the pool, on the beach, etc. They weren't there as babysitters. We were just making memories.
Well, it is all about memories.
That really likes each other.
It's true. And memories are so important. I always say that to my wife. Let's go and spend this amount of money on a holiday to make memories. And she's having none of it.
Yeah. But make memories here. Go in the garden and make a memory.
But memories are so important. And, you know, we were talking about vans and camper vans there. You can get a large motorhome that sleeps seven, which is, okay, we might be a little bit cramped. And it's 159 euros a night. So you could do Route 66 and just travel across the States in a camper van. I just think that's wonderful. But do you want to do that with the extended family and the in-laws and the cousins and the grandparents? You know, not everyone does.
Oh, no. How many people? Because even, like, those things are comfortable enough if you're just sitting in them and driving. But if you're all sleeping in them, that's when the kicking and...
And it could be hot.
And it gets hot. Yeah, absolutely it gets hot.
It could be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then, if I can say this without being in trouble, American food isn't great quality. And, you know, so even the food isn't great.
No, I did something like that. Now, this was, God, nearly 20 years ago.
Yes.
But we never slept in it. We just, like, there was a load of family.
You just kind of drove in it.
We drove in it. Yeah. So that they wouldn't be kicking the tar out of each other.
That's a good idea.
But even at that, they were kicking the tar out of each other. It drove them mad.
I'd say that the arguments were something else. But well-being, this is a thing. I mean, what about, is it good for well-being? Well, anyway, a doctor thinks so.
Hi, Henry. My name is Mark Rowe, and I'm a medical doctor with a special interest in positive health and living well. It's really interesting, Henry, in Japan, they have a great culture of celebrating aging and celebrating the older generations. And unfortunately, I think to our great detriment, we don't do that as much here in the Western world. And I think anything that can connect grandparents, parents and children closer together It's fantastic. Of course, I think if people are all going on a holiday, I'm just thinking aloud, you really need to clarify the expectations in advance, because every generation has its own specific nuances and needs. But if you can clarify what the expectations are, who's doing what, who's going where and when, and how it's all going to work, I think it could be fantastic. You know, a lot of young parents nowadays are very strapped financially. A lot of pressure out there, as you know, cost of living, the cost of mortgages, all that kind of stuff. And sometimes grandparents are in a position where, you know, they have their mortgage paid and they want to give back a little bit. There's a lot of loneliness in the world right now as well, particularly since the pandemic. You know, live and let live, as I say, and I think anything that brings people together, that allows people to share time and make memories. I mean, I think investing in experiences, whether it's a coffee cup conversation or traveling the world, making memories is a tremendous way to build lasting well-being.
Right. Sorry, yeah, he said, sorry, we were chatting there. He says it's good for you.
Yeah, he's saying it's great. Dr. Mark Rowe is saying it's great. But Sean, I've got to ask you a little bit about your road trip. I mean, were there highs and lows along the way?
Yeah, well, no, because it's the driving was a killer. And like it was a trip down the west coast of the States, and we went from Seattle down to San Diego. Not one. You know, we stayed in various places. Along the way. But Seattle wasn't. Now we were all jet lagged when we arrived in Seattle because that's such a killer of a flight. But then the bit in between there and San Francisco, we stayed someplace. I can't remember where, but I think the van nearly got stuck and we had all sorts of hassle. And like there were stretches where there was nothing there. And
just barren.
Then you'd stop off in restaurants and they literally would never have heard of Ireland.
They've never heard of Ireland?
No, never heard of Ireland. Where, like more than once people said, are you from Australia? Which seemed to be the only foreign country that they'd heard of. There was one situation where we were starving and the only, for hours, the only restaurant we saw was a place called The Slice of Heaven. And with relief, we pulled in there. And it was a Jesus-themed restaurant.
Cool.
And so everything, there was crosses all over the menu and all the meals were given kind of religious names. And then the, you know, waitress came over and said, you know,
did you have to say a prayer?
Is Jesus your savior? And we all just kind of go, tell the kids to shut up
and
all that kind of stuff. And then we got to San Francisco and then we stayed in a hotel there that didn't have a bar. But it had an astrologer on 24-hour.
Wow.
You can call an astrologer at 3 in the morning in case you needed one.
What a trip. an intergenerational trip. But I want to ask you about skiing. I want to talk about skiing and just back there from the Special Olympics Winter Games in Turin. And I did get to ski for about 10 minutes, as you know, because we talked about it on the radio. But ski holidays are good for the whole family, for the grandparents as well, because you can disappear down a slope and it's quite active. Anyway, here is Aileen Englinton from AE Consulting.
Henry, ski holidays are a continued great option for multi-generational holidays, particularly that type of holiday where parents want to go away with their older teens or young adults. And I think it works. Maybe it's the bank of mum and dad, who knows? But one of the things that keeps people together is doing activities. And skiing is one of those perfect examples that if you have given your kids the feeling of skiing during their young or teenage years, it is so wonderful to go away on a skiing holiday with your family and enjoy everything. And grandparents needn't be left out of this, because if you pick the right resort, you can go on a spa holiday. You can maybe go, for instance, if you go to Austria, you can go into Salzburg for the day. You can do lots of different tours. So I do think that ski holidays in winter fit the bill for multi-generational holidays. And I would imagine it's the bank of mum and dad.
We brought my mother-in-law and brother-in-law on our family holiday a few years ago and have done every year since. Compromise is a big thing. We do a week in Lanzarote every year with my parents and my kids. My two brothers come with their partners too, and it's a great chance for the whole family to get away and enjoy time together. Everyone pays for themselves, and my parents always give us a night off and mind our kids. I think my kids will have such fond memories. Somebody else says every week we do a week in a mobile home park in Galway as our family holiday. Do you like take over the entire mobile home park, or how does that work? And someone else says, I did a road trip in California with 60 other Irish people.
That's huge.
That's it must have been a convoy.
Yes.
Or the world's biggest bus.
What do they call them? You know when a big group of people they walk many, many miles into a country. What do they call them again?
Invaders?
No, no, no. They walk across Central America and they try and get into the States in a big group.
Oh, right. You mean illegal migrants?
Yeah, but they have a name for that walk. That's what that sounds like.
Oh, right.
Well,
come to
me. Yeah. I'm sure the listeners will tell us.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Henry, thanks a million. As ever, Henry McKean there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.